Father God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name on this morning, Lord God. We decree and declare many blessings over the families that are represented here on today, Lord God. We decree and declare open doors, Father God. We decree and declare good health, Lord God. We decree and declare blessing among the families, oh dear God, that are sick and shut in, oh dear God. We decree and declare healing, oh Father God, that you will continue to heal the land, oh dear God. We decree and declare unity all over the world, Father God. We decree and declare many open doors, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to be our Lord and our shepherd over our lives, oh dear God. We decree and declare all the many blessings that you keep bestowing upon us, oh Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to give us new creative ideas, Lord God. We decree and declare for expanding our territory, oh dear God. We decree and declare a special double anointing among the Jordan family, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to globalize the prophetic as a family, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will go into the homes and anything that is not of you, oh Father God, that you will take it out right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to let us be a rhema word in the earth, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will give us the ability to speak your word, oh dear God. Your unadulterated gospel, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to use your Bible as the blueprint that you have given us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will make it a part of our lives, oh dear God, to continue to uplift our brothers and sisters, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will lock arms like like-minded individuals that you have called us to be, to practice unconditional love, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will just bless those that curse us, oh Father God, that you will continue to allow them to turn from their wicked ways, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to allow us to see the warlocks and the witches, oh dear God, and to put them under our feet, oh dear God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to allow us to admit our wrongdoings and turn swiftly and quickly from it, oh dear God, and repent right there on the spot, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will not do any backbiting amongst each other, Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless the fivefold ministry, oh Father God, to bind us together, oh dear God, to let our voices to be heard. We decree and declare that you allow the prophets to be heard in the land, oh dear God. They will continue to follow your eschatology blueprint, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will speak in the homiletic process that you have given us, oh dear God, to speak your word like never before. We decree and declare that you will continue to renew our minds, oh dear God, to give us a transformed mind, oh dear God, to renew our mindset, oh dear God, that we will continue to uplift your name, to know that you are our El Shaddai, that you are our provider, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will continue to lay prostrate before you until we get an answer. We decree and declare that we will send the blessings up, oh dear God, so that you could continue to rain down the blessings. Let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language. Yes,
I'm not a secret. Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and as we give you thanks,
amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you,
Father, for your anointing resting upon
them. Okay. Let his phone drop. Prophet William Richard.
We just thank you, Father, for your anointing. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your anointing upon the lives of your people. Even though our Bishop Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, soar upon eagle's wings in heights and depths. Lord,
we're having technical difficulties, Prophet William. We're having technical difficulties. We got
to
move
the
on.
The lives of your servants and your head. And they know. But thank you, Father, for the
next prophet.
The fear of the Lord leads to life.
And I will just give you thanks, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The fear of the Lord leads to life. He who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Proverbs 19, verse 23. Father God, I just thank you for having the opportunity to be in your presence along with the company of prophets. I thank you for the glory and the magnificent person that you are. I thank you for the wisdom and clarity and your healing and power and strength that you give your people nationwide. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their leadership and the faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic that we are part of. I thank you for Prophecology 2018 that's fastly approaching, that all the prophets worldwide can come together in safety, traveling there and traveling back home. I thank you for your daughter, Bethany Jordan. I thank you for uplifting her and her household. I thank you for the healing process, the total healing process of Minister Stephen Bostic and Aisha Cooper and Prophet Alvin Turner and Mother Myers and myself and Prophetess Glenda Freeman and Ronald Blake and all those that's listed on the list, Lord. You know who they are. Thank you so much for your total healing. I thank you for my family, my entire family, and I lift up my cousin, Pastor Ann Fawkes. I lift up Apostle Pernell Applewhite and Kenya Applewhite and all the bishops and teachers and evangelists. I give you honor, glory, thanking you, Lord, for who you are. I love you, Father. Amen.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Thank you, Father, for hearing our cry this evening, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, to see, to walk, to even reach our hands up to you, Father God, giving your name the praise in this hour, Father God. I thank you for everything that you have blessed us with on this day, Father God. Thank you for the miracles that went forth on yesterday, but this is a new day, and we give you thanks each and every day. Thank you, God, for the overflow, God. Thank you, God, for directing and guiding us to even the right things to eat in this hour, Father God. Thank you for awakening in us, Father God, that change is inevitable for us to live healthier lives even, Father God. Thank you, God, for we claim breakthrough in our lives, Father God, and we claim even understanding in relationships. Thank you for us being patient, Father God, with relatives, Father God, and family, friends, and even job, that we may learn them, Father God. For we decree and declare blessings even in the workforce, Father God. We thank you and decree and declare blessings over our children, healing in our family as well, Father God. We cancel out any procrastination, Father God, but workability, Father God. We cancel out any hate, and we transfer that into love, Father God. And any evil meant to harm us or our family, Father God, we cancel that out in the name of Jesus. We're holding up in prayer and standing in proxy for them, Ronald Blake and Cynthia Tucker, Mr. Buster, even my family, Father God. You know them, Father God, as you know the people on this line, Father God, and we stand for love, deliverance, salvation. We stand for relationship, Father God, mother and daughter and father and son uniting and being together. Thank you for the prophets, Father God. Thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Father God, and also Pastor Jordan, Father God. Thank you for bringing them, strengthening them, Father God, bringing them home, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you for everything being in divine order, Father God. Continue, Father God. We love you. We're going to continue to love you, for you have loved us enormously, Father God. We can't even describe how much, but God, you got our back, and we thank you. We only see the answer desired, Father God. We thank you for even every test and every trial, for we know with you on our side, there's nothing that you can't do. So that means nothing we can't do because you move through us. We're whole, we're complete, we are the consciousness, Father God, of you, and we bless your name. Amen and amen.
Father God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom should I be afraid? Father God, I thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, I thank you for unity. I thank you for this oneness that we create day in and day out. Father, I thank you for every prayer that's uttered on this line. Father, may your ears hear the voice of your people. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the encouragement you give them. I thank you for their life and what they do for the people of God. Father, I thank you for family legacy on this line. I thank you for healing and strength. Father, I thank you for your men and women that serve in the country so diligently, whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marines. Father, keep the angel of protection guided around them and their families. Father, I thank you for world peace. Father, I thank you for life. And I thank you for open doors of opportunity and elevation and expansion. Father, I thank you for debt cancellation. Father, I thank you for restoring the people on this line. Father, I thank you for the loved one that's returning home. I thank you for the sick and shut-in. Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for victory in advance for everyone that is on this line. Father, I thank you that as you begin to help us move forward in wisdom and in guidance, Father, may we have the joy that will always be our portion. Father, thank you for covering California and the devastating winds. Father, quiet the winds, Lord, that rage and fire. Father, quiet the winds, Lord. Father, protect the people in California, Texas, even in the United States, Lord. I just thank you for all that you do. I thank you for our fledglings. I thank you for poem and prophecology. I thank you for taking a stand and stepping up and standing up, understanding that you are our source. And I thank God for your son who said yes so we all could be here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just being good to us, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name that you continue to bless our children, oh dear God. Those that have committed suicide, oh dear God, as young as 11 years old, Father God. Lord God, that they ask that you just bless that family, oh dear God, as grieve during this time of bereavement, oh dear God, during the holiday season, Lord God. I ask that you go into the houses, oh Father God, and bless the children, oh dear God, that are there. Bless their families, oh dear God. Keep them closer together like never before, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you said that you are good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and you know those who trust in you. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to put our whole total trust in you, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for the sick and shut-in, oh dear God, and I add Nathan Shelton, I add Shirley Norwood, DePaul Norwood, Santana Norwood, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless them and strengthen them in this holiday season, Lord God, that you will bring them closer together, that you will anoint them afresh and heal them completely, physically, psychologically, and mentally, Lord God. We thank you in advance for the healing power that you bestowed upon your people, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the marriages, oh Father God, keeping them on one accord, oh dear God. And Lord God, let them be able to walk together to agree, because Lord God, you said, how can two walk together unless they agree, Lord God? Lord God, we ask that you continue to allow us to walk together in unity, showing unconditional love, the law of reciprocity, the law of attraction, oh Father God. We thank you in advance for the blessings that you keep bestowing upon Zoe Ministries as a whole, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just continue to walk by faith, oh dear God, to walk in your glory, oh dear God, to walk in obedience, to serve you, Lord God, and to globalize the prophetic. We thank you for giving them the words to give to us, to teach us, oh Father God. Lord God, we ask that each and every one of us get on assignment, oh dear God, and be true to our assignment, oh Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, we thank you for giving us the vision to carry out in this year, oh dear God. We thank you for this last month of the year, oh dear God, that you will continue to allow us to see greater things, that you will continue to expand our territory, oh dear God, that you will continue to open up our eyes, you will open up our chakras, oh dear God, that we will continue to be open unto thee, Father God, that we will put every stronghold under our feet, oh dear God, and continue to stomp on serpents, oh Father God. We thank you for the ability to stand strong in your glory, to be strong in your favor, in your mercy, oh dear God. We thank you for being the ultimate sacrifice, that you went on the cross to die for us, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us the strength. Even though we don't have the strength sometimes, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord God. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I wouldn't know how to thank you enough, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God, and I love you, Lord God. I thank you how you continue to bless my family, the Rogers, the Joneses, and the Hopkins, oh dear God, that you continue to bless us, oh dear God, and continue to keep us all on one accord. In your son Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Glenda, God bless.
Amen. Lord, I pray that you will heal the sick and deliver the poor with a mighty hand. Thank you, Father, that you are a father to the fatherless and a husband to the widow woman. We ask, God, that you cover our nation, our leaders, with your wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding. Restore your people and remember your promises and your covenant, God. For you are a God that cannot lie. You are the spirit of truth, and we thank you, Father, that truth is in our inward parts and that your mercy and endless love endures forever. Thank you, Father, for your son Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for your people. And thank you for the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, God, encouraging us and comforting us and anointing us, Father God, in gifts with revelation and instructions, Father God. We pray, God, that you open our eyes of understanding, that we may receive fresh oil, that we may receive new ideas with understanding of the times and the days, God, that we are about to enter into. I declare victory for us all. I pray protection for our country, our government, and metropolitan areas, God. I pray for California, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago. Father, dispatch the angelic host that protects and governs all cities and countries, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I give you all honor and praise and glory, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for enlightening and strengthening us, God. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us each and every day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. We thank you, God, for breaking stronghold and generational curses, Jesus. We thank you, God, for clarity in our lives. We thank you, God, for spiritual healing, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, oh God. We thank you, God, for counseling any attack from the enemy, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for helping us in these stressful days to trust in thee, O God, with the blessed and assurance that thou doest all things well, God. Thank you for that, God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us a pure heart that we may have a clear vision of thyself and thy will concerning you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us from harm, God. And God, we thank you, dear Lord, for helping us to remember that your dear Lord Jesus came to earth and dwell amongst us, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God's with us, O God. And God, we thank you, God, since you are with us, God, we need not to fear nor worry, Jesus. And God, we thank you, God, that you are more than anything that come against us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for filling our hearts with great assurance, God, for the Redeemer's sake, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us. And we thank you, God, that no one can pluck us out of your hands, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for networking and connections that you give us. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing our hands, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. Thank you, God, for all the names that has been called, God. Thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, God. And thank you, God, for your great mercy to all those that shut in, God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance and your presence, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land
air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to our body and in our souls, God. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe and bringing us home safe and sound. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for divine relationship healing. We thank you, God, for soulmates, oh God, that you give us. We thank you, God, for your marriage, oh God. And we thank you, God, for keeping them strong, holy, and deathless, and full of love, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be the head only, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, O God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And thank you for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. Thank you, God. Your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. We thank you, Father God, for your word. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. We give you the glory, God, for your word. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, for he has anointed us to declare the gospel to the poor. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And we thank you, God, that in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory and healing for every broken heart. We decree and declare deliverance to every captive mind, body, soul, and spirit. We decree and declare sight to every blind mind, every blind heart, and every blinded eye. We decree and declare liberty to those that are bruised on this line even now. Of abuse and addiction. We thank you, God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing flows on this line. Even now, touching everyone under the sound of our voices. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you the honor. We give you reverence, O God, for your precious anointing and your blood that flows, that cover us even now, your blood that was shed on Calvary. Lord God, your blood that makes whole, your blood that washes, your blood that purifies, your blood that restores, your blood, your blood that protects, your blood that delivers. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood makes whole. And we thank you, God, for every person on this line. And every prayer request we lift up, we decree healing, Lord God. We dry up cancers and tumors. We dry up kidney stones. We speak healing to every lung condition. Lord God, depression. We break the power of depression over your people, discouragement, grief, and loss, every spirit of heaviness. You said you will give us joy for the spirit of heaviness, a garment of praise. We release praise, Lord God. We release praise. We release praise in the hearts of your people, God. Let your people praise you, Lord God. Break the spirit of oppression. Set the captive free that they may worship you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, every incarcerated person Father God, work a miracle. The blood of Jesus lifts up a standard against all unrighteousness and injustice. And we decree and declare liberty and deliverance to every captive, God. Every trumped up charge, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Father God, let it be apparent that you did this thing, Lord God, that no man could have reversed this thing. Father God, we decree and declare debt cancellation in the mighty name of Jesus. Reverse the curse of debt and oppression and poverty and lack in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you for our Archbishop. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the calling and for the anointing and for the wisdom and for the love you've put in his heart for the people of God. Lord God, strengthen and encourage him in this time. Father God, let not one word out of his mouth fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, and we bless and strengthen him and undergird him in the name of Jesus. And no weapon form, no word spoken against him can prosper. And every tongue risen against him in judgment is already condemned. And we bless you for Pastor Deborah. And we speak strength. We speak encouragement, Lord God. Father, as you continue to stretch them as they globalize the prophetic, we decree the grace in the stretching. The grace in the stretching, God. In the grace in the stretching. We bless you for them in Jesus' name. And we bless all of our elders and our parents. Father God, dry up cataracts, dry up glaucoma. In Jesus' name. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank you, each of you, for being on the call. Amen. We bless you for your faithfulness and your steadfastness. We want to encourage you in this season to, amen, respond to the letters that Archbishop have sent. Amen. He has some instructions that we must follow. Amen. As God is speaking to him and directing him as he ushers us into our place of prosperity. Amen. We want to follow those instructions to the letter. Amen. So answer and respond to your emails. Amen. And sow a seed of thanksgiving. 7777. Amen. And this is the season for prosperity. And amen. We are meeting him at the well. Amen. God is moving and God is giving us the grace for prosperity in this season, and we must follow the instructions of the prophet so we won't miss the time of visitation. Amen. And we want to join Archbishop every morning, Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the conference call, live conference call and teaching with Archbishop. Amen. Also, the New Year's Eve service, December 31st, 10 p.m., oil mixing service. You don't want to miss that powerful event. Amen. You can text your seed to 646-762-0433 to give your donation. Also, if you're attending Prophecology, you must register for Prophecology. Amen. At www.prophecology.com. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon, join Prophet Joshua and a host of other prophets and prophetesses on these powerful conference calls. Amen. If you have not joined the Book of the Month Prophecology, registration is included. Amen. It may not be too late. Amen. I believe there's a few more days, amen, to pay for your Book of the Month and get your registration for this upcoming Prophecology, and where your hotel and your food would be covered. Amen. We'll be staying at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Amen. A place I've never been, and I'm excited and looking forward to it. And join us again at midnight. Amen. For another Midnight Cry prayer call. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Let the prophet stand with you. Let the prophet stand for you. Let the prophets pray with you. It's amazing. At this very moment, there are 77 people left on this call. Amen. And this would be the prime opportunity to get that 77 in the ground. That's a master number. Amen. And that is all I have. Are there any other announcements?
No, not at this time.
Amen. Thank you all for being on the call. Amen. We will join you again at midnight. Amen. And I want to encourage some of you prophets who've never been on the lineup. Amen. If you are a member of the prophetic order, you belong on this lineup, and we want you, amen, to stand with us on the wall for the people of God until all prayers have reached full manifestation. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful day. Peace.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you.